Will they find a home? Sponsored by GEICO. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with GEICO. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at GEICO.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the big show today, relaxing songs. Tom hates it. Right after this.
Years or 5 years or 4 months or 2 months or even like 5 weeks. I mean, you've done a lot of growing in that amount of time. You know, I was reading in that book, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, and it basically said that men are problem solvers.
She's talking again. It's really bugging me. She's talking again. It's so embarrassing. I look at my friends. They think she's psycho because she's talking and talking and talking and talking and talking and talking. She's talking again. I need a cigarette. She's talking again. I wish we never met. She's talking again. She's like a TV set. She's talking and talking and talking and talking. I'm gonna go insane. I'm in horrific pain.
I like to try to understand that. My dad has done books and I spent a lot of time.
I'm going crazy because she's talking and talking and talking and talking and talking and talking.
Well, I've never really had anything real traumatic in my life. Well, no, actually I did. When I was 14 years old, I fell off this horse and I got this thing called an anal hematoma. It's so disgusting. It's basically a blood clot.
She's talking again. About astrology, she's talking again. About biology, she's talking again. Without apology, she's talking and talking and talking and talking and talking and talking. She's talking again. About the government, she's talking again. Where her brother went, she's talking again. Gotta get away, she's talking and talking and talking and talking and talking and talking. She's talking again. It's really bugging me, she's talking again. It's so embarrassing, I look at my friends. They think she's psycho cause she's talking and talking and talking and talking.
She's
talking
and talking
and talking and talking. To spending a lot of time together in the future.
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
For the after party, I found this song.
Yes.
Oh.
We'll probably play it again tomorrow, but we all have stress. We all need to manage our stress, right?
I know what you're talking about.
Maybe if you'd shut up.
When things get difficult at work, school, or in your personal life,
or
you can
hospital.
Use many tips, tricks, and techniques to calm your nerves. There is a science-backed playlist of 10 songs found to be the most relaxing on Earth.
Is it Seal? It better not be Seal.
Is it Enya?
It's
I would
not.
Imagine Enya was on there.
Do you want to do the top 10?
Enya beats it.
These are supposed to be.
These are our songs.
Excuse me,
don't drive while listening to these songs.
Hang on a second.
Songs.
I'm sorry. What did you say?
Enya eats it.
Enya eats
Enya's
it.
On
I
here.
Love Enya.
Seriously?
She's on here.
Gee, I knew it.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not.
You know, I think I might have some Enya.
Sleeping with her would be awkward.
How so?
Because of the hat?
Did you get Enya?
Oh. Am I Enya or out?
Am I Enya?
Am I getting Enya? I don't
want to
get any Enya.
This sounds...
I got some Enya. Enya, Enya. You know, I have a song.
Uma, meet Oprah. Enya?
Enya. I have a song on my iPod that is in Spanish, and I love it, and I don't know any of the word what it means.
Well,
that's okay. Sure, you can...
Huh? Can you translate it?
Is it a stress reliever?
No, I can't, but I have someone that can.
There's a Pearl Jam song that I don't know. I have zero idea what the lyrics are, and I never want to know because I have a story in my head.
Oh, that's nice.
Yellow Ledbetter.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Is this it?
What's this song?
What are you playing here?
Yeah, as soon as I plug it in here, hang on.
We're going to suffer through your iPad?
No, it's my iPod A, and it's not suffering. It's a good song.
The song that's number one, according to Dr. David Lewis Hodgson, says it was so effective, many women became drowsy, and he advises against
this
women
one?
And
I've got
men
it right
driving
here.
While listening to the song. That is not the song.
He got a lot of trouble, Chief, on account of your son,
Mac. My boy, Mac, why? What's wrong with him?
Come back.
That's it. That takes out my stress. I figure if people were that awful that many years ago, maybe we're not so bad anymore.
We are getting better.
Maybe our culture is a little better.
Is this the number one?
No, this is Chick's song.
This is my song that's all in Spanish, and Tom's going to translate it for me.
No, I could get it done for you. What band is this?
I don't know. Do, 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 do. So far, I think they mean do-do-do-do. It's called Certamente by Madre Blue Necessitia.
Oh, this is sexy. Ooh, I'm picturing Sofia Vergara sort of walking to me slowly.
Isn't this a Spanish remake of a song that we already know?
Yeah. Oh, it sounds like Dido. It sounds like Dido.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's not Dido. That's Tom's Diner. But...
Is that what I'm thinking of? Tom's Diner?
I have Tom's Diner.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like. Sounds like the Spanish version of that.
I was sitting at the counter.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
This is supposed to induce sleep?
This one,
65% of the people who listen to this had their stress levels reduced.
Oh, okay. Because my thing is, these are songs that made people go to sleep.
What's that?
Oh. Well, that's hurtful. I don't know why.
Actually, wouldn't that be the song that would re-wake people up?
I'm sorry, of course, I had the wrong button. It was, of course, this one. Charlie Callis.
In this age of constant bombardment.
I'm sorry.
Science is... See, it's the same song.
Well, maybe that's not quite the same song, but it's...
You think it's Spanish for Tom's Diner?
Yes,
play it. Play the one you like.
It's the same song.
There are differences. This is Suzanne Vega.
That's right.
Not many differences. It's very...
But there are some.
Suzanne Vega.
When it comes to... Can I just play this friggin' song?
Doesn't Suzanne Vega have an aluminum block?
The Vega?
Sorry. That's not even...
Someone loved that joke out there.
Someone really loved
Some car guy just went, that's a funny joke. Which one's this?
Yeah, see, this is way less upbeat.
What is this, Enya?
No, this is the number one song to lower your stress and anxiety.
Okay.
Oh, I like it.
By Marconi Union.
I already hate it.
It's called Weightless.
Can we get that isolated? That was the most sincere, I already hate it, he's ever said in his life.
It's supposed to make you stress-free.
This would work
Relax.
For me.
When does the song part start?
It's just tonally pleasing.
Yes.
Is this supposed to make people drive off the road because they fell asleep?
Yes. You're not supposed to listen to it while you're driving. He says that.
Oh, I swear it's working.
Is there another note coming, or are we just going to have this one for a while?
Will you shut up?
Trying to listen.
Oh, come on. Somebody change the chord, for God's sake. Come on, there's more notes out there.
Shut up!
How about a half step? Just go for it. Oh, seriously, they're still playing the same note? Come on, you loser.
Jesus. Oh, my God. Tom, just close your eyes and sit there
relax.
For a second.
And just let the hate well up.
Focus on your breathing.
What the hate?
Realize what a wonderful and relaxing day.
Oh, here we go.
There's something.
Yeah.
Realize what a wonderful and relaxing day you had ahead of you.
Well, I'm just getting a massage.
Yes.
There you go.
I love this. I can listen to this.
How about a quick over the waistband handy? Christy, dive in there.
All right. Now you're on probation. Is that massage? Is that what that's for? Massage music?
It sounds like it. Yeah,
it's supposed to be one of the most anxiety-lowering songs out there.
No, I started getting angry because nothing was happening.
What was it called? Marconi Brothers and
Marconi Union.
Marconi Union.
Okay. Sounds like the writer went on strike about 4 seconds in.
The group.
Well, here's your note. I'm done now.
The group that created Weightless.
You want another note? You have to
Marconi Union did so in collaboration with sound therapists. Its carefully arranged harmonies, rhythms, and bass lines help slow a listener's
heart
rate.
There was a bass line?
Reduce blood pressure and lower levels of the stress hormone cortisol.
Okay.
Yes. So there you go.
What's the Enya winner? Song that's on that list?
Enya song is Watermark. Strawberry Swing by Coldplay's on there. Anything by Coldplay puts me to sleep, but that's just me.
What's Enya's album called?
No, the song's called Watermark.
Got any?
Oh.
Got any?
Enya?
Someone Like You by Adele is number 8. Mozart makes the list.
Well, that's nice.
Oh, no kidding.
He's good.
Canzonetta Solaria.
Yeah, he's good.
Quite good.
He's all right.
I like Mozart.
What song relaxes you, Christy? Is there one?
I listen to a lot of... classical music.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. When I leave here, I'm listening to classical music.
Is that right?
Yes.
When I leave here, I'm in a soundproof booth for 3 hours.
Do you ever do that?
Trying to forget.
Do you ever turn your radio off and listen to nothing?
About a half a bottle of vodka later, I wake up 2 hours from this, so we're 5 hours in.
Yeah.
Then I feed the dogs and go to bed.
I like classical music a lot.
I'm trying to find it.
I don't know much about it, but I enjoy it.
Yeah.
Keep talking.
What do you listen to relax you?
Enya.
Enya?
Yeah. Maybe some Iron and Wine.
Yeah?
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
No, not at all.
You can't be on the show anymore.
Why?
Iron and Wine?
I really like him or them or, you know.
What is this one?
It's Chambers Brothers. So Fine.
Yeah! Oh, yeah. I do remember this.
Me on the Astro Bottle.
This is me on the goatee on the mic.
By the way, Tom, there's a free 10-hour version of Weightless.
10-hour? Serious.
Oh, my God.
I'm dead serious.
Oh,
if you want a longer listening experience, then...
No, I want a shorter listening.
So you get that one chord for 10 hours?
We don't know. We didn't listen to the
whole song. I'm sure it changes up.
And I thought Metal Machine Music by Lou Reed was pretentious and awful. But this is a new level of... Wow. Really. I thought the Allman Brothers might have made it a little much when they did two sides.
Oh, my God.
On Live at the Fillmore of
Marie
First
Kennedy,
there is a
I
mountain.
Owe you big time.
10 hours. Well, we'll have to catch up with this tomorrow. I've got to find the Dinos because we have our Suzanne Vega tribute from the Dinos. That's very rare, very seldom heard. Be sure to tune in tomorrow morning for that. We'll dig that up. You talk about a classic.
The Dinos.
Classical music.
She also did My Name is Luca, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Great song.
Yes.
Confucius say, man who insert chopstick in penis and not need Viagra.
Fair enough. Yeah, sure. It'll act as a still.
Actually.
If you were listening earlier, that was one of our news stories.
Is that what you do?
Yeah.
Some poor guy.
Is that
actually,
your dance?
The chopstick and the thing and the Twitter, and they told me that it's a fetish called sounding.
You mean
the guy that inserted the chopstick in his male member, that's actually a sexual thing?
Albert Fish, the psycho
finger on my nose, yes.
Was a sounder.
Really?
Yeah.
Now, what does that involve? Just something vibration?
When they did an x-ray of him, they found hundreds of needles in his bladder that he inserted via.
Wow. Everyone's thinking of a joke that has the phrase needle.
I know, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh,
unpleasant.
Yeah. Okay, on that note.
Well,
on that note.
Oh. Is this the 10-hour song?
This is part of the 10-hour song. I only have a minute.
Sounds like 10cc, I'm Not in Love.
It does a little bit.
Big boys don't cry. Big boys don't cry.
See that, and then that song at least a melody kicked in about 20 seconds in. This just does this for 10 hours.
Give it a minute. It might lower your blood pressure.
Is this so you can go hibernate? What is this supposed to do?
You're supposed to. It is supposed to help you relax.
No, it's getting me angry.
Release stress.
No, it's doing the exact opposite.
Perhaps we're starting to do some good work here as far as things that make you relax.
I love
obviously
this.
Make you very angry.
This is very effective, Tom.
No, I'm getting angry going, these guys got paid for doing this crappy
tune. I don't care for this at all. Do we have any other song on the list? Do we have another one on the list?
We'll do a more of this tomorrow. How's that sound?
Very exciting.
Can we...
I already hate it.
What are those? Are you throwing that in?
I already hate it. So now it's getting interesting. Now it's like some kind of cool space.
This sounds like some sort of Wang Chung extended cut.
I already hate it. Yeah, I already hate it. Big boys don't hate it. Big boys don't already hate it. Does anything ever happen here?
We only have 10 seconds left.
Speaking of Wang Chung.
Does it just keep doing this? For 10 hours?
Yep.
I don't know. I haven't heard the full 10-hour version.
I feel bad for the engineer that had to sit there. Hey, listen, I wasn't here at hour 6, minute 24. I had to go drop a deuce. Hope you guys kept the cord going. I missed it. I'm not going to listen to it again.
Hey, how are we going to play stuff off my iPod when the headphone jack goes away?
We're not.
And we're not going to lose our headphones. So don't worry about it.
This is Wang Chung.
What?
Yeah.
But you see how things start happening. There are actually changes. It's not just that same chord.
You know what that other guy, that one guy in Wang Chung's doing?
Huh? Wang or Chung?
Chung. He's just standing there. Wang was there. Yeah. Wang's everything.
No, you're wrong.
Chung is kind of standing there.
Chung is royalty. He's now Chung King. He's not going to even turn down the crappy the crappy song.
Yep. Is this new Wang Chung?
I want to try an intro.
For what?
Play that song again, Chris.
I
already hate it. I already hate it. So you're DJing. You come up and you go, all right. I already hate it. Are you ready to nap? I already hate it.
Yeah.
Where are my nap people at?
Right here.
I already hate it.
Where my nap is at?
Close your eyes. Nap. I already hate it. Maybe if someone were rapping over this, it might improve. I already hate it.
You're supposed to be relaxing. Rap's not relaxing.
I already hate it. I already hate it.
If I buy you a massage today, would you go?
I don't have time.
Ask the question in a different way.
What?
If she gives you a massage, would you
no,
let
me? No,
I'm
no,
very,
no.
Very, very busy.
No.
Here, I'll ask you.
Issues.
Hey, how does this feel? And then...
I already hate it.
Hey. Tom, how's the start of this massage feel so far?
I already hate it. That's handy.
What about... But you... We just started the massage. What about...
I already hate it.
What? So then you're not going to come back for another massage?
I already hate it. Hey, let me know when...
Should we stop?
Hour one's over. If I...
Yeah, I'd like to tell you a story about this hockey game I went to.
I already hate it.
So anyway, I don't know if you caught this, but the Redskins beat the Vikings yesterday. It was a great football game. Did you? Would you like to hear how the Redskins won that?
I already hate it.
Hey, let me know. How's this creamer taste in this coffee?
I already hate it.
I think we've got a new hit on our hands.
By the albino panther. I already hate it.
Who?
The albino panther.
Oh, nice.
I already hate it.
Albino panther.
Everybody Wang Chung tonight.
This after party show is really starting to hit its stride.
You can't not sing when that's on. You have
to. No, it's great.
You have to do
my favorite Wang Chung song.
Space Chunk.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go, baby. Come on.
Everybody do the Josh.
Do you have one? That's your only dance move? The hand up and the finger
but
pointing?
I'm sitting in a chair. What else am I supposed to do?
That's almost worth the VIP price.
Hey,
right
Tom,
there.
What do you think of that dance move?
I already hate it.
Is this music on there?
I already hate it. Yeah, because I said that over the music.
Yeah. Albino Panther. Here, what I'm going to do is.
I already hate it.
That is so real and raw. Yes. I'm so glad we captured
it's
it.
Great.
And have it now forever.
I already hate it.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.